Welcome to the show and a good Monday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 7:07 after 7. This is the premier edition of the 7 to 9 p.m. Mark Arum Show on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Yes, yes, thank you. The gang's all here. Low-T Chuck screening the calls. Longoria and the stoic Mexican work ethic on the other side of the takeout window. We are now going to be on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9, here on WSB Radio, except for today, when we're only on from 7 to 8 because we have the Bulldog Hotline. So that means we only have an hour to do 2 hours worth of stuff, so we're going to hit the ground running. First off, thank you for listening. For the 10 p.m. to midnight listeners that have been checking out the Mark Arum Show for 3 years, I hope you made the switch to us. If not, the podcast will be loaded as soon as we get off the air. So you can still catch up on that at 10 to midnight. But speaking for myself, this is a game changer life-wise, not getting off the air at midnight. Chuck, I don't know about you and your wife, hot neighbor. She's got to be ecstatic that you're going to be home to do chores a lot earlier now.
She will be for now, but I'll let you know in a month if she's still super excited that I'm home every night.
Now. I got you. She likes her solitude.
She does.
Longoria.
She likes her me time.
With two baby girls.
Yes.
Are they going to be sleeping by the time you get home?
Yeah, they will be sleeping. So one's going to sleep right now.
So it makes no difference to them.
No, but I'll get to see my wife.
So you know what? Why don't you just stay till midnight then?
Okay.
If your girls are already sleeping, don't worry about it. But we're all excited, and we're really excited that you're joining us again. 7 to 9 now, Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And one of the benefits of being on earlier, I look at this as an extension with Atlanta's Evening News with Eric Erickson.
Yeah.
So if there's breaking news going on during the evening news, we can carry it over into the Mark Arum Show. And we have a situation in DeKalb County right now that I think qualifies as breaking news. Can we go live to the WSB 24-hour traffic center? Little guy Alex Williams joining us. Mr. Williams, how you doing, buddy?
I'm watching a mess, that's for sure.
So let me get this straight. There's a truck that lost a load of soda cans.
5,000 pounds of crushed aluminum cans.
So the cans were empty?
They were empty.
Oh,
I think they were heading to recycling plant.
Goodbye then. That's not breaking news. Turn him off. I thought it was like legit soda cans.
Cans were rolling
down
the highway. Yeah.
And then if it were full cans of soda, the level of the importance of the story would obviously be what kind of soda. Yeah. If it's Coke, Dr. Pepper, Sprite, that's a big deal. If it's the Canada Dry Diet Raspberry Ginger Ale that my mom used to get me when I was a kid, then it's not a big deal. If it was Tab, no one cares, but they're empty cans. All right, never mind. You gotta put that in the report, little guy. You got me all freaked out. Speaking of little guys, little gals, Veronica Waters joining us live in
nice
studio
segue.
From the WSB
nice
newsroom. I want to talk about a story. So a lot of breaking news today. We had the officer shooting in Orlando. We had an officer shot in Troup County. Today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. The first responders are just, it's not good for them right now. Things are going bad for them. And I heard a story over the weekend that Veronica reported on in Gwinnett County that really, really made me mad. I mean, I was already mad because I was iced into my house and I only could eat split pea soup. But this made me really mad. There have been a rash of break-ins at Gwinnett County fire departments. So they're not breaking into the fire department. They're breaking into the firefighters' cars parked outside of the apartment. What exactly has been going on in Gwinnett County?
And I got to say, because you mentioned it first, I was so angry when I heard about this. And when I talked to Fire Captain Tommy Rutledge in Gwinnett County, as well as Police Sergeant Rich Long, I said the same thing to both of them. I said, I find this especially infuriating and offensive that somebody would target public safety officers this way. Firefighters who, for the most part, weren't out on calls. I think there may have been, they're trying to see if it happened when some of them were out on a call. I think at least one station this happened. But in the overnight hours, in the dark of night, there have been thieves who have hit at least 6 Gwinnett County fire stations in the past 6 days, breaking into the cars in the parking lot and taking their valuables from inside the cars while they're in there sleeping. And it's just so offensive. I mean, these are folks who put their lives on the line, literally, for whatever. They don't know what situation they're
exactly going
to be driving into. If you're out on a fire, if you're out on a paramedics call or whatever, they're lifesavers.
These are people that will risk their lives to save your life no matter what. There's no political angle here. There's no race, creed, or color when it comes to firefighters. If your house is on fire, they're going to go in and save your butt. And the fact that, A, they do this every day with very little thanks and very little pay. I'm going to tell you how much firefighters make. Your jaw's going to drop. As a radio guy, which is probably the most underpaid position in the world, just from my experience, they make less than we do, which is crazy. I'm not saving lives here. They are saving lives. But the fact that they're, and you're not stealing equipment, they're stealing personal items from these firefighters who risk their lives day in and day out. So there was break-ins at Station 5, 15, 23, and Station 31, and former Station 12 in Gwinnett County. That's five different stations. So this to me, Veronica, sounds like an organized thing, right?
And this is now those that you named are just the ones that happened overnight Saturday into Sunday. 2 days before that, there were break-ins, or I should say 5 to 6 days before that, there were two other break-ins at stations on Five Forks, Trickham, and Old Peachtree. So we're talking about a half dozen, 6 to 7 in a matter of less than a week. Not to mention that these may be tied to a couple of similar break-ins in Forsyth County. So the police think that there is a chance that obviously these crimes are connected. It could be the same crew,
sure,
because they're putting together the timeline, but the fact that they all sort of happened during the same nights and everything, they believe it could be the same folks targeting these firefighters. And there were officers who responded to one of the fire stations near Georgia Quinnett College who actually spotted a suspect and chased him, but he ran off into the woods.
Yeah.
Narrow escape.
Veronica Waters joining me in studio. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard 7 to 9 now on WSB Radio. Talking about a story, I mean, I was furious when I got the news release. So Tommy Rutledge from Gwinnett County sent me the media release on this story, and I was just befuddled. Who in their right mind would steal from firefighters? It's like stealing from nuns, you know?
It's almost like they're not, I don't want to say targeting the firefighters, because obviously we know whose cars those are in the parking lot. But the way Sergeant Long explained it to me is that these crooks are looking for soft targets. They're looking for easy hits. So you've got these cars parked in a darkened lot in the middle of the night. Nobody's out there. They see some stuff and they're like, hey, let's take a look and see what we can get.
So we don't know exactly what was stolen, right, Ronica? I mean, a lot of personal items were taken. I know a gun, at least one gun was taken.
At least one gun, possibly two within the past week.
GPS, whatever people keep in their cars,
right.
Like you know, your makeup kit. What do you keep in your car? You got a little car, though. There's not much room to store stuff.
I have a lot. You'd be surprised how much stuff actually comes out of that Audi TT when it's time to clean it up.
But I mean, personal effects. And I don't know if you've ever had your car broken into. Have you ever? I've had my car broken into, and it's horrible. It stinks. And not only the stuff that you lose, but you got to repair the window that they break into usually. And then anytime you get in the car, you're like, I don't want to say feel violated.
Yeah, I'm sure it does feel like a violation. Now, this isn't neither here nor there. I didn't exactly get anything stolen from me, probably because my car was too junky at the time. But when I was working in Mississippi, I did have my Nissan Altima sort of broken into, and they stole one of the doors off of the car.
They stole a door.
They actually stole a door.
Wow. Well, hopefully no doors were stolen from the Gwinnett firefighters. So what I want to do here, because, listen, I love all the first responders. The first responders were big listeners of the Mark Arum Show for the last 3 years. Police, fire, EMS. I want to do something here to help these guys. So, you know, I'm not very technologically advanced. Producer Buford set up a GoFundMe page to raise money to try to replace some of the items that were stolen from the Gwinnett firefighters. So I will tweet out the link to the GoFundMe page. Buford, is that how it works? All right. And we're going to try to raise at least $1,000 just to defray some of the costs of Gwinnett County's bravest, who it's just what an asinine thing to steal from firefighters. And it's not like this wasn't a parking lot at a Walmart. And they're like, oh, I didn't know that was a firefighter.
Right.
These were parked in front of fire stations.
Exactly.
And you would think that firefighters feel safe parking their car in front of a fire station. Who
robs a fire
station?
Well, you know what? Everybody should feel safe at a fire station, because that's kind of the definition of what they are. They're safe houses.
Exactly.
They're refuges, as Captain Rutledge and I were talking about yesterday. A fire station is a refuge for anybody from anywhere. And the fact that you target folks in there like this is just reprehensible. It's odious.
That being said, if you have any info in this case, please contact Gwinnett County Police, 770-513-5300. You can remain anonymous via CrimeStoppersAtlanta.org, and they're offering up to $2,000 for information leading to the arrest an indictment in this case. So 770-513-5300 if you have any info on this. Call the Gwinnett County Police.
Or 404-577-TIPS, the number for Crime Stoppers.
Look at you. Off the top of your head, you knew that number.
We have a lot of crime in Metro Atlanta, right. So you kind of have to know that number by heart.
Veronica Waters, thank you for doing a great job on the story this weekend. It really it made me so mad when I heard this.
I know. I was infuriated. Yeah. And thanks for the GoFundMe link. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, let's get that cooking. And maybe, yeah. You know, I set the bar at $1,000. I would love to exceed it. I will certainly donate there as well. I know Veronica's going to chip in from that big wedding dowry that you just got. Congratulations on the nuptials, by the way.
Thank you so much. 3 months now.
Excellent. Woo-hoo. The 3 month itch has set in for Veronica Waters. All right, I want your opinion on this. Does this infuriate you as much as it does me that people are stealing from Gwinnett County's bravest, the firemen and women who will risk their lives for anyone that's in trouble? Not to mention the cats in the trees. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB, and Instagram Mark Arum. It's the 7 p.m. edition of the Mark Arum Show. I'm usually sleeping right now. This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Welcome back to the show, 723, 36 degrees on Peachtree Street. We just did Facebook Live and Periscope with the first segment of the show if you want to check it out. And I have posted the link to the GoFundMe page on Twitter and on Facebook. It's Mark Arum on Twitter, Mark Arum WSB on Facebook. If you can, donate to help these Gwinnett firefighters out. That's just dirty, dirty, rotten scoundrels right there. Robert joins us in Atlanta. Robert, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, long time no call.
Welcome aboard, my friend.
Thank you. I am surprised. Well, let me ask you, from your working in the news, area. Has anyone suggested or came up with a possibility that these crooks would have called 911 to lure the firefighters, paramedics out so they would be able to go in?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know if that was the modus operandi. I think if it was, we would have known. They would have told us that. I think that, you know, they went overnight hours. The firefighters are catching some Z's before the next call. And these scoundrels just broke into their cars. That's just crazy to me. These people are paid very little to save your life, and you're going to steal from them. It's ridiculous. It's not like you're stealing equipment from the county. Not that I condone that. But you're stealing personal items from these firefighters. It's crazy. Clay's in Lawrenceville. Clay, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Thanks, Mark. Glad you're on at 7.
Thank you, brother.
So I literally said out loud, "Oh, you got to be kidding me!" When you got to the story, it's despicable. It's absolutely despicable. I mean, with everything that's going on, I would be just as angry, but I could understand it more if they were targeting police officers, just because of the bad reputation.
And yeah, there is that political thing, you know.
Exactly.
Not that I would condone stealing from police officers.
Better.
Yeah, but I mean. There's no political angle with firefighters. They're going to save your life no matter what.
Yep.
Yeah, it is disgusting. And let me tell you about Buford actually did some show prep. We have a producer now.
Oh, cool.
Buford has joined the Mark Arum Show as an actual producer, which eliminates a lot of the stress that Low T has had for the last 3 years trying to come up with stuff for the Mark Arum Show.
So stressful.
Overstressed.
The beginning salary for a fire recruit in Georgia. Let's go. Price is Right. What do you think the starting salary is for a fire recruit in the state of Georgia?
$34,000.
All right. Long
$20,000.
$32,132.
I won.
Did you go over? You went
yeah,
over.
I said 34. Yeah,
sorry. The beginning salary after they graduate from the academy is $35,000. The median pay of a firefighter in the United States of America, $46,000.
Yeah, it's not much.
Not much at all. For risking their lives.
Yeah, I mean.
And people are stealing from them. Despicable. Hondo from the Georgia Bulldog Radio Network and WSB Radio. How are you, Hondo? What's going on, buddy?
I'm okay, Mark. I'm so happy to hear what you're doing, too. I want to echo what the other callers said. I heard the story, and I was like, what a bunch of jerks.
Unbelievable.
It's despicable. And I love that you're on, and we're local at 7 o'clock like we are, and that we're able to do something like this. And I just called to tell you the always fabulous Mrs. Hondo and I are in for $100.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much, Hondo. Hey, did you guys survive the winter weather this weekend? Were you guys okay up there?
Yeah. You know, we're fine and done, Woody. Everything was good.
Okay.
And you know, you mentioned the Bulldogs and all. Did you know that Craig Lumpkin, who is one of our running backs, is now becoming a fireman in Clayton County?
Get out of here. I loved him.
Yeah.
How about Tavarius King scoring a touchdown for my Giants yesterday, buddy?
I saw T. King catch that. I was pretty excited when Tavares did it.
Yeah, and then the game just fell apart from there. But we had that highlight. Hondo, thanks so much for calling in, brother. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks so much, Mark.
All right, we're going to come back. We still have school closures for tomorrow. I got to tell you what happened to me Saturday morning. I got iced in trying to get to the station. And we'll continue to discuss these scoundrels, as Captain Herb used to say, stealing from Gwinnett County's bravest, the firefighters. Your call's next, 404-872-0750. This is The Mark Arum Show. Welcome back to the show, 7:37, 23 in front of 8 o'clock. Mark Arum at your beck and call now from 7 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Everybody on board. Low T Chuck screens the calls. Longoria on the other side of the takeout window. Before we get back to the show, let me put your mind at ease. We are still going to be doing Movie Mondays. The reason I didn't do a Movie Monday today is because I really wanted to talk about this Gwinnett County firefighter issue, and we're only on for an hour today because of the Bulldog Hotline. So I like to let Movie Monday breathe.
Yeah.
So we will continue to do Movie Monday, just not tonight, on the premiere edition of the Mark Arum Show. I really wanted to focus on the Gwinnett County firefighters that got robbed in front of their fire stations, broke their cars broken into, which just infuriated me. So it's the Stay Mark Arum Show. Johnny Kilbasa is going to join us twice a week. Little Sanjay, Lonely Tailgater, Movie Monday. Everything's in place, just not today because I wanted to get this on and we only had an hour. So we'll Movie Monday's a staple. It will continue to be a staple on the Mark Arum Show. That being said.
Thank you for clearing
you're
that.
Welcome. I apologize for that. I should have mentioned
everybody
at the start of the show.
Everybody can stop calling me.
Yes, we are still going to do Movie Monday because everyone loves Movie Monday. But I think the story of the Gwinnett County firefighters trumps movies today because it's just a head-scratcher. We know there's crime everywhere. We know criminals are going to do what they can to cheat the system and rob us and steal. But, I mean, come on. What's lower than stealing from firefighters?
Nuns.
Yeah, that's just as bad as maybe stealing
nuns.
From a church.
Maybe nuns. Know? I was thinking about that, like what would be worse, and I had nuns. That's about all I could come
maybe.
Up with.
I don't know.
Maybe. I didn't say I didn't
because,
say
you know, bless, you know, Father, yes. Son, Holy Ghost, the nuns are amazing.
Right. They're not running into burning buildings.
They're trying to save our souls.
Right.
But firefighters are trying to save our earthly
yes,
bodies.
My skin. This well-toned
I
body.
Think stealing from firefighters is worse than, you know, every year they're like, oh, these people stole from the Girl Scouts, you know, whatever. This is even worse.
Yeah.
Because stealing from Girl Scouts is low-down, dirty, nasty. But Girl Scouts are just bringing you the
cookies.
The, you know, the Thin Mints. They're not saving lives.
Thin Mints are, well, I don't know.
I think they are saving lives.
If you've seen Hot Neighbor go after some Thin Mints, you'd think that it was
there's
life
a
or
new
death.
Cookie coming out, by the way.
I know. When are they coming back?
S'mores.
It's soon. It is, right?
Buford, yeah. You're in tune with the Girl Scouts. When is the cookie sale start?
I think it's like this week or next week.
Oh, okay. Very cool. So we'll sample them on the Mark Arum Show. Anyway, we're trying to raise $1,000 for the Gwinnett County firefighters that lost their personal items during this rash of car break-ins in front of the fire department. I've tweeted out the GoFundMe link on Twitter, at Mark Arum, and on my Facebook page, Mark Arum WSB. If you can donate, that'd be great, because it's just awful what happened there. Richard joins us on the program. Hello, Richard.
How you doing, sir?
Excellent. How are you?
Wonderful. Roll Tide, buddy.
Roll damn Tide. I forgot about that tonight.
Yes, sir. I'm a mom and pop. We have a small trucking company on the airport, and we got robbed about 4 weeks ago. They stole one of my trucks, but fully loaded.
What was on the truck?
Fully loaded with shoes.
Oh, okay, shoes. Okay, gotcha.
Well, let me tell you this. We talked to the police officer day before yesterday. He said this is the time of year for them. He said what they do is they start off small stuff, like your firefighters. Then they work their way up into trucks and tractor trailers and cars, Mercedes. They start off small and they work themselves up bigger and bigger.
The question I have, do you think that the perpetrators here, the suspects, have any connection to the fire department? Or, you know, they have to have some sort of working knowledge of when would be the best time to rob them. Do you know what I'm saying? Like the fact that they hit so many fire departments, you would think whoever's doing this crime knows the schedules of firefighters.
Like they cased it?
Yeah, well, they have someone that's in the business, and they're like just calling them up. Hey, when do you guys normally sleep? You know, is anyone up at 3 a.m?
So you're saying all those guys need to check their friends to see if they're shady?
I don't know.
But doing recon.
A couple of the robberies happened while the people were out fighting fires.
So some of them. Oh,
so it happened while they were gone.
Yeah. Okay. But those were legitimate fire calls and not.
Yeah.
All right.
They weren't faked. Yeah.
Interesting. Glenn's in Tequila. Glenn, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Hey, what's going on, Glenn?
Thank you for all you do. Thank you for moving Movie Monday in honor of our firefighters.
Absolutely.
And the GoFundMe page. Kind of like the guy just called. Highly respect the firefighters, but just kind of let you know, I never saw it make the news, but about 3 weeks ago on North Brown Road area in Lawrenceville, and my building, and we walked out, and about 6 trucks had been hit.
What kind of trucks?
All pickup trucks.
Okay.
None of the cars were hit, just all pickup trucks. We called the police. Took them quite a while to get there. By the time they got there, come to find out there had been 21 trucks only hit on North Brown Road and Seaver Road that night. And it wasn't even nighttime. It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Why do you think they were targeting pickup trucks? Do you think there's just more valuable stuff in a pickup?
I think it's firearms.
More likely a firearm.
A firearm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gosh.
Which is why you don't keep your firearm.
Yeah, you can't keep your firearm in your car. You gotta take it with you.
Yeah, but I appreciate what you do. I just figured I'd let you know. You know, definitely hit the fire stations, but they're hitting everywhere else too.
Wow, and never leave valuables in your car. I'm adamant about that because once I got my car broken into and I lost some important stuff. Kind of like the dude.
AC/DC CDs.
The dude in the Big Lebowski. Papers, man. Business papers.
Business papers. Well, what do you do? I'm unemployed.
Yeah. And the Credence. But once I had my car broken into, I mean, and there's a bunch of junk in my car, but nothing that is invaluable or
irreplaceable. It's very unsettling. I got my house broken into, and I got some electronics stolen.
Yeah.
That's just the worst.
I told you about when I was in college I got broken into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for the new 7 p.m. listeners.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we've heard
yeah,
of
they
it.
Don't,
okay.
Yeah, we've
it's,
heard it.
My house gets broken into. I'm in college. It's a frat house. It's a disgusting mess. There's really nothing valuable. You know, the TV, VCR, because we had VCRs back in the day. And my CD collection. And I had about 300 CDs because I used to sign up for those things where you get 15 CDs for a nickel. And then I never paid
for them.
So the thieves broke into my house, stole all the electronics, the microwave, the VCR, and then selectively stole some of my CDs. Like they left Neil Diamond. And the
well, of course,
and the
I had that same thing happen in high school.
The soundtrack to The Natural, like these were selective thieves. They broke in and
they must have had time to kind of go through all your, you know, CDs.
Best of Barbara Streisand. They didn't take
they
it.
Didn't take that
they
one.
Left
up
it
surprise.
There. Yeah. So the main crux of my point is don't leave valuables in your car. I know you hear it all the time, but truly, especially now. Richard's in Doraville. Richard, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I don't know if there's any laws on the books already, but I think this, with the new session coming up, this would be a good time to introduce a law that there's mandatory 3 years or 5 years in jail. Anyone breaking into either, you know, emergency equipment or the firefighters or police cars.
Any personal or property crime against a first responder. I like that.
On the property with signs saying mandatory 3-year or mandatory 5-year fine or penalty added on to any other crime.
Mandatory minimum. And your home address goes into a database. And if your home catches fire, you're SOL.
Oh, absolutely.
You got someone breaking in your house, forget it. Cops aren't coming. Your house is burning down. Sorry, you stole from firefighters. They're not going to save your tush. Tony's in Marietta. Tony, you're on the Mark Arum Show. What's cooking, buddy?
Well, congratulations, Mark and crew.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
On the inaugural event here this evening.
I'm glad you were able to make the first edition.
Well, I'm very, very happy to do so. Listen, me being an old head, I go to work every day, and I tell my coworkers, they tell me a story. I said, well, you know, I always come in here and, you know, say, you know, I think that I have seen and or heard it all, whether it's at work or in my personal life or in the news. And when I heard this story, I was absolutely shocked and amazed. I thought to myself, my goodness gracious. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, these thieves have become so sophisticated at casing out joints and all that sort of stuff. It's just astounding to me.
It reminds me of the line. I know you love this movie, Tony. Goodfellas.
Yep.
You remember when Spider tells Joe Pesci's character to blank off,
mm-hmm.
and then Robert De Niro goes, "What's the world coming to?" That's what I thought this weekend. What's the world coming to? But unfortunately, and this is why I want to talk about it today. The story, we covered it here, and Channel 2 covered it, and I'm sure all the local news outlets covered it, the AJC. But it was kind of buried under the storm coverage, so it didn't really get a lot of publicity. But I remember being in here on Saturday morning, bless my heart, doing the traffic and looking at the story going, this is ridiculous. What's the world coming to?
Well, you're 100% right. And I mean, every day I say, every time I think I've seen it or heard it all, you know, I am proven wrong. One thing for Buford, is there any way to link up? I don't know if WSB would allow this to link up the GoFundMe page to WSB.com.
We can look into that.
Go talk to... Closet Meanie, Secret Meanie, what
Secret
did you call
Meanie.
Her?
Yeah. Secret Meanie.
Nicole Bennett on the digital desk.
Yeah, I mean, we're old dinosaurs. We don't do the Twitter thing or the Facebook
Understood,
thing.
Understood. Tony, I got good news for you.
Yes, sir.
According to Taylor in Bethlehem, Girl Scout cookies are now on pre-sale.
Oh, fantastic.
So you can pre-order your Girl Scout cookies, Tone.
Oh, I will be in so much trouble. I do this every year. I 10 years ago, Linda told me, stop buying me Thin Mints, but I still do it. Anyway. Great show, guys, as always. I'll listen when I can.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it, buddy. Jody's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Jody.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you tonight?
Excellent. What's going on?
I'm on 400, going to watch the game.
All right. Going to watch the football game?
Oh, yeah.
You have tickets?
No. Oh, I'm going up to the sports bar.
Which sports bar do you go up to up there?
We go to the Miller's Ale House on
Fancy. They have good food, too.
Yes.
Yeah, Miller's.
We're regulars there.
Excellent. All right. Well, congratulations on having a fine evening planned.
Yeah, I was just calling to tell you something funny. Y'all were talking about cars being broken into. My son's was broken into earlier in December before Christmas, and they saw this black bag on the floor, and we know that they totally focused on this bag, okay? Because there were other things around that could have been taken and they didn't take. Things in the glove box, all that kind of valuable stuff. They didn't even look. All they had, they were just totally focused on this bag. Well, it was a bowling ball.
That's fantastic.
And we have laughed, wishing that we could have seen their faces.
Well, listen, as someone
that
I used to work at a bowling alley, and some of those bowling balls can be expensive. Well, they were back in the early 90s anyway. Bowling balls, they cost like $175 maybe?
Yeah, I'm sure they're
They're expensive. Yeah. My brother got into bowling, and he dropped a coin on bowling.
I wonder whatever happened to my bowling balls. Who knows? We have one segment to go. The GoFundMe page is on my Twitter feed, at Mark Arum, and on my Facebook page, Mark Arum WSB. We set a goal of $1,000. We've raised $480 so far, so keep it coming. We're going to raise money for the Gwinnett firefighters that were victimized over the weekend. Horrible, horrible crime. We'll come back. I have some tickets to give away as well. Your call's next, 404-872-0750. This is the Mark Arum Show. Final segment of the show. I got a little prize pack to give away here. Seventh caller to 404-741-0750 gets a four-pack of tickets to the Georgia RV and Camper Show, January 20th to the 22nd at the Cobb Galleria Center. And check this out, Buford, a pair of tickets to see Jay Leno February 18th at the Cobb Energy Center.
So nice.
Seventh caller to 404-741-0750 wins the WSB prize pack. Peggy joins us in Dunwoody. Peggy, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for what you're doing. I have a lot of family members that are first responders, so I understand what their lives are like.
And it's just befuddling that anyone would steal from these folks. It's crazy to me.
It is. But I want to tell you the difference between having your car broken into in a large metropolitan area versus the mountains up like near Ellijay.
Mm-hmm.
I've had my car broken into a couple times in Atlanta, and the police just took the report over the phone. But up in Ellijay, they came out, they took pictures, they took fingerprints. I called and told them where my credit cards were used. They went to the gas stations to try to get pictures from the cameras. And the thief stole everything out of my car, including the food I had for my dogs.
Wow.
For after the hike.
Dog food. That's crazy. Well, I'm moving to Ellijay then. Peggy, thanks for the call. William's in Covington. William, real quick, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark, I'm a fireman for one of the metro agencies, and we've been having people get their cars broken into for years.
Really?
Yes, sir. You were talking about them doing it while they're out on calls. We've actually had they will watch and case the place, and they'll either call in fake calls or they'll wait until they go out on calls. And
William, because I've got like 6 seconds. When you go out on a call, is the fire station empty or is there still someone there?
The station's locked, but most of the stations in most of Metro Atlanta, they don't have any gates or fences or anything around the parking lot.
Unbelievable.
And where I work, I could get fired for having a gun in my car at my agency. Gwinnett evidently can get away with it.
Yeah.
But so if I get
William,
a, if I, yeah,
I got to run, buddy. Stay safe. Keep up the good work. Check out the GoFundMe account on Twitter at Mark Arum.
Now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
First Mark Arum Star of the Show to 2017. We'll give it to Veronica Waters. Way better looking than the four of us. So Veronica Waters is the first star of the show on the Mark Arum Show. 1 hour edition today. Bulldog Hotline coming up next. Tomorrow on the show, Johnny Kilbasa will join us at the Fast Food Review and a Football Minute. In the meantime, we will continue the conversation on Twitter at Mark Arum. Facebook Mark Arum WSB and Instagram Mark Arum. Now you can go to sleep, little baby.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.